Hi everyone, Fionnuala J here. Just dropping by with a sneak peek at some exclusive content over on the Flop Culture Patreon. That's patreon.com/flopculture, where you will get an extra at least 2 bonus episodes a month on all things flops, sometimes bops, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy this little preview. Hello, patrons and Apple Podcast subscribers. You're very welcome back to the Flop Culture Patreon. I hope you're very well. Thank you for supporting. I'm very excited for this episode. We're getting into it. Ariana Grande is back. Her new album, Eternal Sunshine. Is it a bop or is it a flop? Joining me to discuss is past guest, writer and DJ, Louise Bruton. Louise, very welcome back.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. What a glorious day.
It was a pop emergency, so I needed to bring in the big guns for a pop emergency. Before we even get into the album, would you consider yourself an Arianator? Are you an Ari fan? Were you anticipating this album, or were you like, I'm slightly intrigued, but I'm not losing my mind over it?
Okay, so the way that I can frame myself in the Ariana universe is that I forget I'm a fan, which I think is something that a lot of people who like Ariana Grande will think. So we wouldn't be obsessive, know every detail of her life, know every single cryptic message. Like, I forgot this album was being released, but I think that's because she has stepped away from the hyper pop machine in a way where she isn't doing huge levels of promotion. We're not getting, now we were getting quite a lot of Instagram posts, but it's in between her makeup promotions that the music promotion I think kind of fades into the background a lot, so you never really know if you're getting new music or a new like lip liner from OAM Beauty. So I forgot that Eternal Sunshine was coming out, but then when I was listening to it, I was like, yes, I love this girl, I stand for everything she does. And as I was researching notes for this podcast, I was like rereading all of my old album reviews for her, and like I really do love her. It's always 5 or 4 stars from me for her music. And I text my own WhatsApp group, Pop Emergencies, which is me and my pals who aren't allowed to talk about pop with other people because it's a drain on our social setting. I kind of texted them yesterday, been like, okay, I was slow to admit to liking Eternal Sunshine, but I'm there. I'm fully there. In fact, I think she's a genius. So that's where I am.
What of her past albums had you previously reviewed?
I reviewed Positions, which was out in October 2020. And I think that faded. That was the start of sort of like Ariana really withdrawing from public life for a while. Now, obviously, it was like peak COVID, so that didn't help. But that she had just gotten married. And yeah, COVID. And then also it was the beginning of really the kind of Wizard of Oz, kind of the beginnings of her being cast in Glenda the Good Witch. So I think that her pop star hat was hung up then. So that's why maybe this feels like more of a comeback album than ever. And I reviewed Sweetener as well, which I think is brilliant. I think that's such an incredible album. And I really wish I had reviewed Thank You Next. But when that was released in 2019, this is my most like worldly story ever, but I was flying to Tokyo to visit my friend Clara, and when I landed, it was the day that Thank You Next was released. And I remember just walking around Tokyo, it was like 6 or 7 in the morning, so that was the time my flight came in at, and it was snowing, and I was listening to Thank You Next, and I was like, this is just perfect, because it was such a like a stratospheric bubble pop album. And I was like, this is and I think Ariana Grande is obsessed with Tokyo as well, so it was just perfect. But yeah, so I would have reviewed, just answer your question, Positions and Sweetener. Sweetener was my 5-star, Positions was my 4-star.
Did you like what you hear? I hope you did. If you did, you can listen to the episode in full at patreon.com/flopculture. Other benefits to becoming a patron include getting the main episodes ad-free. We love that, girls. And you get them a little bit earlier than normal listeners too. So that's nice, isn't it? Why don't you join today? patreon.com/flopculture. I'll see you there.